Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the PearPod. Thank you for your support on the last episode. Thank you for listening. Today, we are in a new studio. We're in the Film by Two studio out here in East Wall. I'm joined by Manny and Sean, and they were happy enough to do a podcast just before we film for one of my clients after this, so it just seemed like a good chance to do it. Thank you for having me, lads.
Thanks for having us.
I might as well start with Sean, because I think you were the first person I met out of the two of you back when we did Bloom On shoots together. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
In the barbershop. Back in those times, were you primarily, like, I knew you as a music creator first. That's how I first found you. And then I was like, this guy's a great look for modeling and all that kind of stuff. Was that where you first started, just modeling and doing music?
Yeah. So, it's actually crazy. Music was always kind of my first thing to do. And then I kind of, like, modeling played in with that as well. And then they both kind of grew at the similar rates, I suppose. And then, I was just doing the two at the same time.
Yeah, like, we've got, like, all of us are incredibly handsome guys, like, three pretty handsome podcasts. Like, no, it's tough to be the ugliest guy in the pod. That's tough, but we'll suss that out. Can we start with the music quickly when you first started? One of the things, I actually used your song for the edit we did. I don't know if you remember that, but I used one of your songs for the edit. And I remember thinking how unique your sound was. How would you describe your sound when you, like, back then, and has it even evolved into what you do now? Like, what kind of genre would you put yourself in?
Musically, like, I always I always loved doing something a little bit different. You know, I didn't really want to just do something that was already out. And I've always been a big fan of just such a variation of music. So it was, I guess, like, one big thing I was doing was, like, mixing genres. Like, I can name a billion and one different producers that I used to listen to, because I started off producing before I even added vocals at all. Like, I was a producer first. And so I was really into just mixing genres, really. Like say the Gorillaz. I love what they do. They mix, like, crazy genres together, and they were, like, a big inspiration to me. Nice. And I just wanted to make you something unique, I suppose. That was something that was different. Like, I definitely had, like, I liked weird sounds, if that makes sense. I liked something that was a bit weird.
Yeah, you were hoping that when someone listens to it, they could be like, that's Y-Axis. I know his type of tunes, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not just some anonymous, like, DJ or producer that could be producing anyone. Anyone could be making it.
Yeah, exactly.
And for yourself, Manny, when I first started working with you for modeling, how did you originally get into modeling? And when you were first coming in, did you move to Ireland at an early age? Like, when did you first come into Ireland?
Yes, I came to Ireland at 21 years old. And yes, long trip. I'm from Venezuela originally. Yeah. And yes, I started, like, typical working as a kitchen porter, restaurant, and then bartender. And at the time, I was just training. I always liked train and all, go to the gym, you know. And I started with an agency as a model.
Yeah, someone picked you up, as quite quick.
Kind of, you have different jobs, like, sometimes campaigns and all that. But I started doing my things on my own. I would start taking pictures of myself with my girlfriend or even my friends or something like that. And I realized that like to take pictures and all that. So that's why I was like, okay, this is my passion for the moment. And I kept doing it. And then is when I start getting, like, a few collaborations with brands. And then I say, like, wow, this is actually cool. You're getting, you know, the beginning is just getting free stuff. And then I start working with big companies. And then I just realized that it's just what I want to do.
I always found it really interesting with both of you that you both wanted, some models have no idea how to work a camera or how any of the camera side stuff works, and they just want to be on camera. And you were always very interested in, like, how you put a picture together, how you put a video together. Like, I remember you being very interested in the editing process as well. And, like, now, fast forward to now, you guys have a studio. Were you always interested in being able to make content as well as just being, like, a model and stuff like that?
That's a good question, because I remember when we met. Yeah. And we were, like, modeling at the time, working for different brands. And I remember we have the camera and we start taking pictures of each other. Yeah. And we love that, because at the same time, we didn't have to hire a photographer or something. But at the same time, we didn't know that we were learning to take pictures a lot.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I remember, in fairness, it was actually Manny that had the camera. I didn't even have a camera at the time. I used to kind of rely on friends and stuff for, like, if I did a photo shoot, that's how I'd, like, post content. Yeah. And then me and Manny got connected, and then, like, we just kind of showed, like, oh, I have love of creating content, and so he was the same, and he actually had a camera at the same time, and he kind of showed me like, oh, it's like, oh no, stand here, do this, and showed me a bit more about the camera side of stuff actually. And that's where I learned a lot of stuff, was actually from Manny. And then it's like taking pictures of each other, like say a brand sends us clothes, we're like, oh yeah, let's create something cool for this, or like something cool for, like, it was so cool, like we'd both have something each to kind of have to do content for, and it was just cool that we could go out together and have that same passion for it. And yeah,
like I said a few times to both of you that I think the reason you guys will be successful is because I don't know any other, like, brands can send me clothing and I have to go and take shots of them. I have to go and get a model. I have to go find a model. I can't do it. No one's going to pay me to be in a photo shoot. Like, so the fact that you're going to be able to have a brand send it, you're basically an all-encompassing agency now. You can offer the modeling. You have a studio space. You guys can make the content yourselves. So you've taken out the middleman for so many brands, which is just so key. So the fact that you guys put an emphasis on learning the craft before you started is like huge for you guys. I said before, I don't know any other agency studio that both the owners, the people who film, are also capable of modeling. So just that on its own, have you found that that's a good asset for you both to have?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
sorry, I go long-winded. Like,
thank you for all the words. Yeah. To be honest, we really appreciate it. And yes, definitely. Now that we are at this age in our life, is like crazy in the way that we connect with so many different people and companies. And it's good. We have talked about how crazy life is, especially when we are traveling. Mm. Wow, we are on a shoot in Cork. For example, the last time was in Cork with Disaronno.
Mm. Barcelona.
That's a great brand to have.
Barcelona. And those kind of things is like we don't realize, because sometimes we are busy and we don't stop. Mm. But sometimes we have that moment of we are like, wow, this is happening. Mm. And I say that the most beautiful part about this is like the people you meet along the way. And more about money and all the stuff. We try to keep that mind just a little bit away. Just try to get the job done.
Yeah, and
all the time. And
the passion
and the quality all the time, with the quality. Mm. Thinking about quality over the quantity. No, it's not like that's like from the beginning. That's not something like we have been like, okay, we're on rush, like give that to the clients like this. No.
Just trying to get it finished. Yeah. 100%.
Trying to get it finished, yeah.
And are you both more grateful now? Because did you have jobs? Obviously, you had kitchen porter and stuff. Did you have jobs on your way up through modding, like jobs you fucking hated?
Oh, yeah. I had jobs my entire life that I hated. Like, majority of them, like, I hated. I did have one job that was like a content kind of creation job that was after me and Manny met, and I had gotten I had to eventually get my own camera because I was like, okay, I'm going to go for this, you know? And that got me a job in content creation, and then actually worked. I managed to get a job where it was a pack shot. So like basically taking e-commerce photos for Brown Thomas and Arnott's. So like that was like so intense. So I got really good at taking e-com shots.
So important now though.
Oh yeah. Like that's what we do now is e-com, like in this studio all the time. So,
It's mad that like even like both of you now, because you didn't always make money through it and you started doing it for the passion of it. Now that you guys have clients that pay you and you have income coming in, like that's when you're fucking like, this is unbelievable.
That's what I was saying to Manny, like, because working at this full time, like this is like having something, working for myself full time. Like I never cared money wise. I was like, if I could ever just work for myself and not have to just go show up to a job I hate, like that's actually the dream. Like, so for me every day is I'm like wow, I don't have to, like, it's sometimes it's stressful sometimes because like money management and all that, of course, but like it's just so I'm kind of in disbelief nearly every day just working for myself. I didn't think it would happen that quickly.
Like coming in here is you guys coming into the office, do you know what I mean? Which is nice. Yeah. You get to come in, be creative. Obviously there's stresses and like dealing with clients and all that kind of stuff, but I'd take this 10 times over working in a fucking shop, getting grief for that. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. That's what I always say. It's like, you were like, I had so many bad jobs I hated. And like, I think about it sometimes when things get really stressful. Sometimes that thought comes to my head, would I even prefer working just whatever? Even if I got paid, like, say, I don't know, you could pay me whatever, pay me more than what I make now. Mm. And I'm like, I think about it. I'm like, you know, no, actually, I still,
it's all perspective.
Still, yeah. It's all perspective. Exactly.
And Manny, when you were first, let's go back to just before you found the studio, had you guys, when you decided to start working together, did you, was the hope to always have a studio space, or originally were you guys like working from home, going out to shoots, editing at home? Like, what part of you was like, we need to have our own space at some point that we can shoot stuff out of?
It's funny because, to be honest, we wanted to have a noise kind of business at that time. So we were working and we were having jobs. Mm. Yeah. And yeah, money coming in, and we were planning to do, we're going to say that, just that we were planning to do a car wash.
Oh shit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy things.
I thought you were saying OnlyFans.
We went because we like our idea was like, okay, we are getting money for this side. We are doing well for this side, but let's invest in other things to have something different. And we were like planning like for a month, trying to get
months,
like trying to get a location and all that. And I always say it is something that God put in a way that say, no, don't go that. Mm. Because we didn't find place.
Yeah.
Crazy. Thank like, God. People say, no, like, no, this is not for this. You cannot use the location for this. Or, well, and I remember you called me once, like,
yeah,
you changed your mind. Like, listen, you know what? Fuck it. The business that we're going to have is our own studio.
Mm. I'll tell you this. And Manny knows this. So basically, when we had crazy idea. I love cars. Manny loves cars as well. That's why that kind of, like, I wash my car like all the time. Mm. It's kind of relaxing doing it.
I used to have a job as a car washer.
It's
like, you know, the dry car washes that have no water. So you go in, you like, I used to have all my stuff in my car, and it was like, you have a spray and then you have a wax and you go just with all like hand towels. So no water. It was called No H2O. And it was my college job. So like every like in between classes, I'd get a free now or anything. You get an update being like, he wants his car washed out in Blessington. You go down and do it.
Oh,
and it was tough, man. And then like you'd be doing it in the rain. You'd be like, it's fucking pissing down. It's going to be destroyed straight after. But yeah, that was a gig I was in. Sorry, go ahead.
That's the thing. It gets, you kind of get over it fairly quickly,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, the novelty wore off pretty quick. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Like we wanted a different business and everything. And then literally we bought all this equipment. We actually bought all the equipment for the car wash already.
I bought five cars.
Crazy things. We washed one car. It's your brother's friend.
Oh yeah.
we washed it like cool. And I remember we went to eat and the guy came to pick up the car.
Oh yeah.
Ali. And your mom say like, listen, the guy give you this, like, €50. He was like, no, wow, the car was actually so cool. Like,
yeah, you guys licked
like
it
the way that like they washed the car was like, what? And it was like, oh my God, no, let's keep washing.
Yeah, we were like, wow. Yeah, and we started washing more and more. What happened was then the next step for us was we wanted to do a location instead of like doing a like a detailing service where you go to different people's.
You want to have
a
place come to you, yeah.
Exactly. Wanted to do it like that and have employees and everything. And like literally for months looking into like calling places up, trying to get a space, all this talk. Literally talking to other business owners that own car washes. And it's funny, a lot of them actually told us, don't do it. They were like, don't do this. It's not worth it. You have to employ a lot of people. And then by the end of the day, you're not making that much money.
You need loads of clients as
well. A lot of clients. Like, and it was like, it just was starting not to make as much sense financially. Like with the money, our return, I didn't think that we're going to make that much back. Mm. And then from calling up all these other places, like I remember the rent for like literally a yard. That's all you needed. Like it was a yard.
Yeah.
And just for that, like the rents were crazy. Mm. And like, but through that, I found so many places that I kept thinking like, and I kept saying it to Manny, oh, this would be perfect for a studio. This would be cool for a studio. Mm. And then in the end, I remember like we were still stuck, didn't have a location. And it just, like Manny said, it was like God or something just said, actually, no, don't do this. Now, like,
you
it's
boys
like,
are shit at cleaning cars. Yeah. Don't do it.
Exactly. Like, by going through that, we found so many cool studio locations. And then, like, luckily, like, we got this location. Mm. And it all just came together. Like, we just said, let's go for something. You know, we're wasting time here. It's been months and months. We don't have this. And we're like, let's do something that actually we already know a bit about, you know?
Mm. Talk to me a little bit about the first time you saw this place. And like your first impressions when you came in, like obviously you come in where, I won't say exactly where we are, but we're in like a business park. And on the surface, even when I came in the first time, I was like, where the fuck are we, lads? And like you come in, you're already in the back. You wouldn't know from the front that this is anything like the space there is in here.
Yeah.
So when you first came in, like what was the process like?
Well, it's a completely different place, to be honest. When we came, Sean came first. then we have the meeting with the landlord. Mm. And but my impression was, I was impressed in the beginning, even with the, because it was different, completely different. Mm. Like the ways outside, so many stuff and tables and all that. And this studio was actually black.
Yeah.
You know, all black. And with carpet and completely different process, like, my God, and blue carpet. You remember that? And
do you know what it was before it was a studio? Do you know what they had here before?
Well, it was, so this is the funny thing. Like, this whole building, it's all to do with sound and video, actually. Yeah, so, like, there was another video company here. They were in the process of moving out. And we just got so lucky that, like, they were in the process of moving out. And they... the landlord wanted to fill the space as well. Like, even like, this is actually not even listed online. I got that, like, we even got this through, I was talking to an agent. I talked to a lot of agents on the phone, and I was like,
do you need your car wash, bro?
Literally. But no, I was like, please, there's nowhere, everywhere is like too expensive, or like they won't have us. They need like a proof of this and that, which we didn't really have at the time. Yeah. And the agent, I knew by him, I think his name was Daniel, actually. God bless this guy, because he was like, look, I used to be a video editor, like the agent. And he was like, I feel bad for you. I might be able to sort you out with something. I know a guy.
Fucking connect me with this guy.
Literally. And then he just gave me a phone number. I called the landlord up. Our landlord is like, we're blessed.
He's love this guy.
Actually such a nice
man. Hopefully seeing this and I saying to him, like, love him.
Yeah,
like,
he's so good. So good. We're very lucky. But yeah, God blessed. And then came to visit him, and the landlord was so nice, showing me everywhere. And then eventually Manny came down, we came up with a good deal, and
start working now. We're expanding
as well. There you have another room slowly being built here, which is amazing too. But
and what does it do? Like, for me, I'm in a like an office share space, so like it's not the most creative of spaces, but like when I come in here, like, did you guys notice you got a bigger motivation to, or even just a creative push to be like, this is our own kind of space now, to be like motivated to work? Like, I even just coming in here, I'm like, what a great environment to be creative, you know what I mean, whatever it is. And now even with both of you being able to shoot whatever you guys need for each other, you can be doing stuff every day. Whereas like a lot of the time for me, I'd be in here just editing on my own or organizing models to come in. So have you noticed like an increase in like motivation, or even just a surge to want to work harder?
A lot. I would say that having a space like this is, you don't think even about time. You want to just create and do more, be productive. And it's very important. We realize that the important about, you know, when we have to be at home and we have to call, okay, you just do that. It's completely different. Here we have a better communication, which is very important for two partners. And you get the job done. That's, I would say that you get, like, for example, we can be editing and then, you know what, let's just create content now.
Let's do it now.
Set up the lights and let's do this shoot for this brand. Let's do this. Or even for our personal brand. And you can spend the whole day. Like, to be honest, I have been here, especially still now, like I have been here, like, let's say 10 a.m. and it's 12 a.m. Still here. Yeah. And I was like, oh Jesus, tomorrow I have to come back at 9. Yeah. It's like, I don't care. Like, I can spend here if it. So it's like, you don't think about the time, and you love what you're doing. That's, I would say it's very important.
When you're
to
passionate
have space,
about
yeah.
it, like, it's totally different. That's class.
And all the creators, when they come, like, it's the same. They are like, wow, guys, like, well, to be honest, I like the space.
We've shot in studio out in Bond Street. Like, we've shot in a few places. This is easily my, like, the best studio space that I've been in terms of, like, here, next door, like, the facilities you'll be able to have, even, like, the little dressing room and stuff like that. Like, even when we first came in, I thought that the room we're filming in was your whole space. And I was even impressed with that. But to know that you have dressing room, bathroom area, little kitchen area, little meeting room, like all those things you have are going to grow into, like, it's you're almost like 5 years ahead of where you need to be with all the space and stuff that you guys have. So I'm jealous. And it it's credit
to use, don't worry.
No, but it's genuinely credit to use, because some people are too afraid to take that step. Do you know what I mean? A lot of people would have been like, look, we can continue to grind what we're doing here, shoot some stuff at home, rent a space when we need it. And then there's other people like yourselves who are like, let's take the punt and let's commit to this and let's make it work.
One thing I can say is, like, we have learned a lot, is like, take action. It's very important. Take action, take the risk.
Risk.
Why? Because this is example. When we have this studio, we were like, okay, what? This is another rent that we have to pay. Mm. I paid my own rent. Sean pays his own rent as well. And we were like, wow, this is going to be another. The landlord came and said, listen, the guy from the next room is just leaving. Mm. And we're like, we were thinking like, no, we are that's too much. Like, and things happened that we had the opportunity to work with a brand that we just love, Carpe Omnium, and you will see him.
Shout out to boys.
Yeah, so they give us the opportunity to say, like, listen, just let's be partners. Let's do that. And we took the risk to get that. And now, just like, hopefully soon, we're going to have the second studio. But if you don't take the risk, it's no way that you will find out what you want. You know, what you want to create or what you want in this life, to be honest.
How important was it to have, like, how helpful is it having someone else? Do you know what I mean? Having someone to bounce ideas off rather than just going in. Like, imagine doing this all yourself. All the pressure's on yourself, all the commitments on yourself.
I'll tell you this right now. It's definitely, you know what? Doing it together as a team, like locally, me and Manny are blessed to like actually work together well. Like doing a business with a friend doesn't always work, you know, but like with me and Manny, like, yeah, we're human. We have arguments or whatever, but that's the one thing that I love is that we can have an argument and still just be fine after, you know, and having that other person to be like, okay, let's do this. I'll talk to him. Like, what about this idea? And he'd be like, maybe no, maybe yes. But we'll come up with something. And then it's like, okay, we're going for it, you know? So it's two people on one thing. It's kind of less pressure on yourself. Whereas like, I don't think if I was doing this by myself, I doubt I would have went for it. I would have been too scared to go for this space, you know?
Facts.
But having someone, I don't know. I just think having a partner in crime is just so good. Like yeah. I've always thought that two minds are better than one. Like you 100%. Think you, sometimes even like me and Manny are working together and one of us might be thinking, oh, I can move faster if I do this myself. But I realize it's always, always better in the long run to do things together, you 100%. Know, always like.
And like we have, even when I'm shooting on my own, like sometimes I wish there was someone I could bounce ideas off on a shoot.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think of this? What do you think of this with this work? Sometimes when you're on your own, you're just so, you just want to hit the brief. So you're just focusing on making sure everything looks, you know, passable.
Yeah,
whereas sometimes I don't have the time to take a step back and be like, it'd be cool if we tried something like this.
Yeah.
I definitely take less risks because I'm more focused on making sure the client is happy with the final product rather than always being like, how can I push this to make it something even cooler?
Yeah.
And that would be something that I'm, obviously you both said, like I'm always looking for a number two or like someone I can work with on a freelance side.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find that person that creatively you work with. Like you guys have someone creatively you can work with. You both get on with each other, you know each other's styles, and then you also have a friendship as well. It's hard to get those three things. Sometimes you can have someone who's a fucking asshole, but is really good at what they do. And you're like, well, I kind of have to just deal with him because he helps my business. Whereas you guys have a genuine friendship on top of that. So even though you said it's not an easy thing to do, I think when you have it and it works really well, it's like the most valuable thing ever.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Like it's... I never. Yeah.
Right, for us, it's even the family. Like I consider his mom like my mom.
Yeah,
it's just like that. And my mom considers Sean like his son. You know, like,
I haven't even met her in person, just through FaceTime because she's in Venezuela. I'm always like, "Hello, mama."
She commented like, it's just all about that. We just think about when we are in hard situations, and it's more about that. It's just like we are like a kind of family, you know. And so we just go through. I'm not gonna lie, during the journey, as we have been in situations that, how are we gonna escape from this? Like, what the fuck? What we did? Like, but at the end of the day, just go ahead. Just go and go, and that's it.
Yeah, you gotta commit. You gotta commit to it, man. At some point, and like, even what age are you both now?
Just about 27 now, almost.
31.
Yeah, so you're back with me. No, I'm 30 this year.
He doesn't look like it.
He looks fucking 21 years old.
I know.
Nah.
I'm like, that's why I hate saying it too, because I'm like, I know when I'm 30 his age, I'm not going to be like that.
I'm turning 30. I'm getting wrinkles and shit, man. Like, it's not good. Are you 31?
31. I'm 32 in October.
I'm in October as well.
24.
I'm October.
13th. Libra.
I'm the 10th. Libra.
Oh, creative, man. I'm telling you, that's the thing. I want to ask you now, on the going forward for the studio now, like what kind of jobs do you guys think you guys excel at particularly? Like, is there a genre or a niche of work you guys really enjoy? Or even a niche that you guys feel you guys can do really, really well? Whether that's fashion, maybe like some longer form content, event stuff? Like, what is the stuff that you guys enjoy and what's the stuff that you guys feel you can almost do better than other people?
For me personally, I've actually said a lot lately is, well, two things. One thing, I always love shooting because I just have a big interest in it, is cars. I love shooting cars. I've really, like, one client we work with, Detailing HQ, I love shooting for them.
I've seen those videos.
Literally one of my, I really go all in on them because I love it. And then the other thing that I don't know, it's like, over time, you kind of learn what you like a bit more. We kind of do a bit of everything, and then I realize what I like and what I don't like sometimes. But I love events. I actually love to shoot an event. I think I can do a really solid videos every time for events. But
it's nice to have a structure built in already for an event, you know, start to finish. Like, exactly. your story is there.
Yeah,
you know what I
yeah.
mean? Which is nice. When you like start, you're like, grand, we're going to have some intro shots. Then the event will run its course, and then you know what the ending looks like, which is obviously really nice, and good money in it.
Yeah, exactly. So
what about for yourself, Manny? Is there any stuff that you really enjoy?
Fashion is because I have been, like, since 17 years old, I have been involved in clothing and all that since I was in Venezuela working for brands and all that. And I really enjoy fashion stuff, especially having, like, brands like Carpe Omnia and, you know, other brands, Remedy, and other brands that we have been working with Beauty for Pieces. And events is something that I have been enjoying in the last couple, like, few months, traveling. Yeah. That's what I say. Like, it's good feeling. It's because we have the time to, you know, that's what I say, to talk.
Yeah.
And, like, what we're gonna be prepared for, what we're gonna do. I would say fashion events.
And both of those are two niches that, like, there's a ton of work in. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's always event stuff going on. Fashion wise,
always work.
There's
always
an endless amount of brands that need, and you guys have even been able to, I'm sure now, you can be slightly more selective of the brands you work with in terms of fashion side. Like, you guys have, you've probably tried on every shit t-shirt from every brand that's ever sent you something. So to be able to be like, now you can be like, Jesus, the quality of this, like, this is a brand you want to align with. And then, like, we talked about Carpe Omnia, the lads are obviously fucking killing it, but, like, you guys are both faces I've seen on that brand a ton. So the fact that it's come, like, full circle, and now you guys can almost make content for them as well when you were the, like, faces and models for it. It's just, it's amazing that it's all come in-house like that, and it's just because you guys have been grafting at it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that's the thing. Like we do, like, all their e-com now and everything. It's actually nuts, like you're saying, from modeling to that. I love, it's insane. It's insane.
It's just cool. Like, the way, as you say, that we can work with the brand at the same time, make the content for them, modeling for them, and, you know, wear the pieces. And I don't know, but we are addicted to wear something different every day. We are crazy.
We have competitions.
We have a competition for that. Like, you have no idea how crazy we are with the clothes. Like, every time, like, I see you, okay, where did you get?
I know, like, sometimes, like, literally every day, new outfit, like, new every outfit. Day. Oh my God.
And yeah, and
this is the coolest outfit I own, by the way, lads.
This
is fashionable as it gets. Like,
the trousers are lovely.
The fucking socks are brutal.
I love it. We are crazy with that. And sometimes when it's Black Friday, oh man.
Yeah, that's this hot. Guy, that's like, hot.
We have to be like, no, let's not buy anything. So, but yeah, like, we are always trying new clothes and see what actually is good or not. And it's good for me. For example, I remember when I was a kid, I remember my friends. That's where I figured out that I love clothing and all that, because my friends, they used to take me to buy clothes for them. So select the clothes for them.
Man. Yeah.
So I was, for example, Christmas time, and they just, money, let's go to the shopping center and you pick up the pieces for me. And
like,
it was good
shopper,
because they give me one piece, and I was like, okay, I'm going and helping them. Mm. I feel happy for them. I just get a piece for me, it's fine, you know? And yeah, and I was like, you know what? I feel like, I have something on that side.
Mm.
And still I have that feeling that I'm always like, man, I love when people is wearing something cool, you know?
Would you both be keen on fashion? Like when you see even like lads on Instagram or guys that dress cool, are you like, that looks fucking sick? Like,
oh,
that
definitely.
I'm like always saving outfits and stuff. Like, literally, like, Pinterest and Instagram have like boards like men's fashion, like, and I just always trying to find new styles and stuff. Like, kind of, like, we like crazy different styles, sometimes, like, especially for work stuff, like, sometimes I like to go like all black kind of styles, but still, how do I say it, still a unique fit, but just sometimes go all black, obviously not today, but like usually do that.
Yeah,
we like fashion.
On the like influencer scene, like obviously I wouldn't class you guys as influencers now, not in like a disrespectful way, but as in like I think you guys do so much more than just like getting sent out stuff and like putting stuff on your stories. Like you guys are full creative outlet.
Really appreciate it.
But have you seen, like you guys are obviously close in the scene, you've been to like some of the more influencer events and stuff that are on. Is influencing even in Ireland now like a very legitimate way to make money for people, like a prosperous industry now? Like have you noticed a growth in that over the last 5 years? Even for me, it seems like the influencers I used to follow are now, you know, suddenly they're all buying like a nice new car and like, you know, moving into place in Dublin. It just seems like there's, even in the 5 years since I've been back from Canada, it seems like there's been a growth in brands wanting to work with influencers and like appreciating the value of that as well. Have you kind of noticed that as well?
Definitely. Yeah. No, it's like we know so many. It's like, I will say a lot of it is like smoke and mirrors.
Okay, great.
Like because we kind of see the behind it. I'm not going to say names. But we see the behind the scenes of something. So a lot of it, like Instagram in general is a lot of it. Don't believe a lot of that stuff, you know, that you see, you know, it's a promotional tool, Instagram. Mm. Like cool, you get to see cool stuff. But yeah, definitely there is some people that are definitely making like they're living off of that, you know, and like even ourselves, like that I'd consider like that is one of our incomes.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, obviously excluding this, but yeah, definitely nowadays people are able to make a little living off it, you know.
And I would say, yeah, but at the same time, like for the new generation, it's like what I would say is like you have to learn a little bit what social media is in the kind of way that I have seen. I'm not going to say names or something like that, but I have seen influencers that they have 100K followers or something like that. But I know that they are not making money at all.
It's all about how you use it.
They don't know even where they are.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I would say to start social media, you definitely have to learn how it works. Like it's not like being on social media, post for the pictures and post it. And it's not simple as that. And at the beginning, like as I say, maybe I spent 2 years just posting for free.
Yeah.
Not getting anything. Oh, yeah. Just like, you know, it's a...
That's the big part I think people miss out on is like people think the money just starts flowing in straight away. Yeah. And like even in a number of the brands that I work with on the influencer side, some of their guys who have 150K will be outsold like 10x by someone who has 7.5K, but has a super engaged audience, like really go with their stories, their engagements through the roof. Like the value in those micro influencers, but the more convertible audiences is huge. So it's, I think now it's getting so fucking saturated that it's going to be, it's so hard now. If you're going to blow up, you got to be doing something very unique.
I think brands and agencies, there's two things. Like you just said, they go for either like, okay, we want that like really good engagement, or sometimes they go for quality and the actual content.
100%.
For like obviously me and Manny have decent, like we're not massive now, but we have decently sized, like decent engagement, you know, nothing crazy. Like what, you have 15,000, I have 12,000 and...
631.
There you go.
Follow it up.
But it's... Actually, I find that brands and agencies and stuff, they go for us anyways, for the quality of the content, you know, and I think that really speaks a lot of words. It's the quality. 100%. And that's always was kind of, that's what's driven me, you know, personally. But yeah.
What would you guys say is a question whenever I very rarely get to interview two people together because usually it's one-on-one. So I'll kind of throw it to each of you. What would you say, Manny, what would you say is like Sean's biggest strength in terms of like the work that you guys do? Like, is it on the creative side? Do you find that he's like quite organized with putting the shoots together? Is it dealing with the brand side? Like, what do you think Sean brings that maybe you aren't as good at? And then vice versa for Sean and Manny.
You know what? I have been talking this, I think, with Luis, with other friends that I have, that they ask me the same question, like, what is actually...
Stealing my question.
And such a good question. And I would say it's just how strong he is, his mind. In the way that I kind of stop at some point, for example, getting jobs, because I really want just like be, you know, I want to have this quiet and that's bring me peace. Mm. But he can go for more, you know, and he managed everything perfectly. And it was like, wow, how he does that? How you can have certain amount of things to do to get done. And at the same time, you are thinking about, sometimes we have to get done one thing and he comes to me and say, we have a shoot now.
Yeah. I say, how are we gonna have that hunger is key.
And he just get it done. It was like, like crazy. Like nothing happened. Like it was like, wow, that.
I'd be more like you. I'd be like, we have one thing in front of us. Let's do that to the best of our ability and then let's enjoy that relaxation time. But there's definitely parts of me that need more of that Sean side to be like, look, this is great, but there's another opportunity here. I know you want to go home right now, but there's another chance here. So again, having two people to be able to be like, if I had someone there being like, come on, Sam, we'll go and fucking, let's do this now. We should do it. Having that person to almost guilt you into it is important, like, because that's how you progress. So that's a huge credit to you, Sean.
Bass is a case, I will say you. That. And he does like perfectly. He doesn't meet the quality. He's just there. And it's like, wow, I wouldn't do that. Like
it's great that you both have the same standards for shit. Like as in, you know, you if something's out of focus or the shot isn't the way you want, like if I had one person that it's fine, that'll be fine. And then I'm there like, it's not quite perfect. Mm. It can lead to a lot of conflict. So having a high standard for each other is key, and knowing what your standard is set for your brand together is great.
Oh, man, thank you. Absolutely, absolutely. Like, and same with Manny. Like, it's funny. I always find, like, we're kind of like our yin and yang, like me and Manny, you know? So, like, we have both go to different things, but so many times, but, like, I'd be stressed a lot of the time. I have to call Manny. I'm nearly crying. I'm like,
I just want to wash cars.
I'm like, I'm thinking of this. And Manny always sets me straight. Like, honestly, like, so many times it's like, like you said, I'm always trying to do different things, but then I can talk to Manny and Manny straight away like, no, relax, think about it like this, think about it, look at this way. I'm always like, and I think in general in life, I think Manny is a happier person than me in general, because, and that's all I admire that, you know, because I wish I had that as well, that side of the way Manny actually lives life. Like, he can do the business with us, and he's also Manny has a lot of things going on in Venezuela. He's not just this business, he has a whole family in Venezuela. I don't know if you know about the country, what's going on. So he's dealing with that, dealing with this. I'm calling him going, what am I gonna do? And then Manny's setting me straight, setting his like family straight, you know, doing everything at the same time. And like, even like, as I said, I would not have done this as a business if it hadn't been for him. Like, he actually, even at the very start, he showed me, one, how to work a camera. Two, it's like, even how to set up a shot. I didn't know. I was like, oh yeah, just take a picture. And Manny's like, oh, come here. Look, I'll show you. Set it like this. Do it like this. Pose like that. And he showed me how to frame things. Do this. Like, he doesn't understand that sometimes, but everything that I know to do with cameras and stuff is actually stemmed from Manny. Like, so much admiration for this man. So it's
the same for my side, bro. Always the same.
So much love. Get your fucking hands off me. Don't fucking touch me. Don't fucking touch me.
No, next we'll be hitting
way after.
Yes, bro.
Get your fucking hands off me.
So like, we have that connection that is hard to find. I say that it's like that brother that maybe I didn't got from my mom. So it's like, wow, like, crazy connection then.
At this age, to find that as well, I find it's crazy. Like, it's just, it's, you know, like, usually you have, like, a best friend that you grow up with or something like that. But, like, it's crazy that how we even got connected. In my house, in my old house. That's how we first met each other. I was renting a room out to a guy. He actually owned the clothing brand. And then Manny was over because he was the model for this brand. Mm. And then we met each other through there. And that's how it all stemmed. But, yeah.
It's very funny that, like, you both talk about it, like, you're both very appreciative of what that is, because it's so rare, man. Like, even I know a few lads that I've worked together who were good friends at the start, and then just, like, if they obviously weren't that close to start, but just bickering and, like, not grateful for having the opportunity to do it with someone, and then realizing that, like, how rare it is to be in business with someone that you, like, love, respect, and, like, you both work well together. So I'm genuinely jealous of that setup. It's great, and like, you're both seriously appreciative of each other, which is lovely. I think that's why it's going to work, man. Genuinely,
thank you.
And like, obviously, me dragging you in here on a fucking Sunday.
We're here anyways. It's really 7 days a week.
I'd be fucking living in here. Like, I'd be putting a bed down in here. I'd be out in East Wall all day.
We're gonna be happy to have you here. To be honest, bro, like, that's to have creators like you. Like, we can see you. See you right behind. I can see you, like, is there, like, trying to manage that. We love that. And we're more than happy to have you here, to be honest, bro.
We can cut this out if you want. Do you want to talk a little bit about Venezuela and what's going on and put a little bit of light on it? You don't have to. But if you wanted to, it would be a good opportunity just to...
No, thank you for the opportunity, because I think we need this more and to express ourselves.
Yeah, we can talk about fashion shit. Like,
all day. And especially in English. I will say, sorry for my English. It's like, I'm trying to improve every year, every day, every day.
English is fucking
Sean
good.
All the time correct me in so many words. So, but yeah, I will try to explain now. And what is happening in Venezuela is, you know, we have a dictatorship since 25 years ago. And yeah, so what people don't see or what people start to see now is after the elections is that there is no food. There is no, you know, people eating from the street and so many shit going on. So many people left Venezuela, 8 million of people left Venezuela. Yeah. I went 2 years ago and it's so bad even when you are landing. So you don't see your city like the way it was. Like you see your city different. Mm. And it's so sad that this, you know, you see that so many things different, like people, they are not going for clothing or something. They are just want to get the food for the day. You know, sometimes you can have the same food like for a week. Mm. And if you don't have a family member living abroad, so how you survive, you know, is and Venezuela is a big family like that with moms with 5 kids. And the salary there is like, let's say 100 euro or something for a month. Huh? 3 euro a week, a month. That's example.
Jesus Christ.
That's example. My mom, I know my mom years ago, she was like, Manuel, I don't know what to do because I'm spending more money in the petrol that I'm putting to the car to go to work every day. So I said, you know what? Like, leave that job, quit that job. That's when she quit. And so many crazy things are happening there. And yeah, I think we show the world after the election that we don't want this government anymore. I don't wish this to any country, to be honest. It's like so bad what is happening. And the good thing I would say, and it's the same situation put us, all the Venezuelan people together. I can say that at some point we were like, okay, if you have something, why you have that? But let's say something like that, but that doesn't exist anymore. We are together.
Yeah. You might have been divided before, but yeah, now everyone's on the
same
page.
Same situation. They drive us in that situation that we were like, what the fuck is going on here? You know? So now is that completely different. Now we are one public against this government. Mm. And for the moment, we're just waiting what's going to happen. We have the best opposition leader ever, nice. Maria Corina Machado. She's representing us. And we have faith that something's going to happen. So
yeah, I would say, like, right now, there seems to be a lot of, like, all over the world. There's unrest all over the world right now. And, like, sometimes I obviously see all your stories about Venezuela, but because there's so many countries unhappy with the way they're being run, sometimes even, like, you're, like, Venezuela, like, can be so low down on the news because there's 10 other things that might take priority or more people are interested in that you don't, it's hard for you to even get your message out there for people. So that's why I want to talk about it here. What was, number one, what was your initial reason to leave Venezuela? Was it for more opportunity to coming here to Dublin? Like, what was the mindset with that?
It's funny because I see Europe, for me, it was like the top one. I actually never thought about Europe. It was like, okay, when I turn 50 years old, I know that I'm going to save a lot of money and I'm going to go to Europe. That was my biggest goal.
So you always wanted to travel?
Yeah, always. Like, I would say that my mom said, I know you, even the situation is like this, you will leave Venezuela. I know that. But I, in my mind, was, okay, I'm going to go to the US because it's more accessible. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to do. And yeah, I remember that year. Thank Franco, if you're seeing this, Jonathan, all my friends that helped me, David. And for this, I remember we had the opportunity to study English in different country. Mm. And well, you have to apply to the government for a year process. Oh man, you have no idea. In a year process, I lose faith. I was like, you know, this is not going to happen. I remember my mom, one of the things that I have is I never tell my projects to anyone. Like, not even my mom. My mom was crazy when I say to her, I'm going to Europe. And she was like, how? That was actually after 8 months process.
Yeah.
And I was like, I applied, I spent days in, you know, different offices, banks and all that. And then I got approved to come over here and study in a school here. I have 3 options: UK, Ireland, and the US. But I have friends here, as I said, and they helped me a lot. Like in the beginning, a lot. I really appreciate Xavi as well. And then, yes, I was like, okay, I'm here now. And it was the right time. I remember that was in 2013. And I used to talk to my mom every day. And she was like, I miss you. I want you to come back. I have to say that I will be back in 4 months. Mm. She will laugh with this because it is exactly. And she was like, okay. But I remember one day she called me and she said to me, like, listen, I miss you. I love you. But weird things are happening in Venezuela right now. We start to miss like milk, chicken. Mm. You know, for me, chicken, when I arrived here, it was crazy. Like to see chicken, like as medium, small, big.
The access,
I was like, wow. Like in Venezuela, it wasn't like, it's like, no, it's not like that. And yeah, weird things. So do whatever you have to do, but stay in Ireland. And that was the best option and the best decision ever in my life. Well, here I am. Mm. And
that must be hard for her. Like she, you know, part of her wants to have you back, I'm sure. And like with her and the family, but obviously for mothers in general, they want their kids to do the best they can. And they want the best opportunity for them. So she's probably sacrificing her chance to be around her son more as he's growing up, to give him a better opportunity somewhere else. You know, it's really hard. It's beautiful. Like,
it's really hard. I would say that for people like we are living this, is to spend a lot of time without seeing your family. I think that's the hardest part. Like yeah. I spent 5 years without seeing them.
Fuck.
And then I spent another 4 years. That was when I went back. And when you are there, like you don't just, like, well, I have pictures, like, we don't separate. Even we sleep together every day. Like we just want to be together all every single day. And because you don't know when you're gonna see them again. Fuck. You know, that's the hardest thing, is your mom. And I think that's why we are living, most of people, Venezuelan people, that we are living abroad. Mm. And yeah, so I will say that this is not gonna be forever as well. I will say that it's something that we have to live at this time. But I'm happy that they are okay, and then they give me the chance to be here and to help them from here as well, and meet amazing people as well. It wouldn't be possible without people that I have surrounded with.
And when is it? When is the next election in Venezuela? Do you know when it is?
No, like to be honest, after 4 years or something.
When Manny comes back to be president, I think. Yeah.
Oh man, I will love to be.
Sorry, I didn't want to go in. I just wanted to give you the chance to go into it. But like even like makes way more sense when Sean says like Manny's fucking happy-go-lucky all the time, even when there's stress. Is you're genuinely just grateful to be able to do this. Do you know what I mean? And like
grateful.
It probably puts all this other stress and bullshit and work stuff into perspective of like, what the fuck do I like?
That's the thing. I would say something like. Sometimes we for people out there, like what I see him is like sometimes we stress for certain things that it's not necessary. Like you don't see what is going on the other side of the world.
Everyone's blind, like what's going on.
Like you know, sometimes we complain about why the bus is so late, why the bus app is not working.
Well, that's fucking bullshit. That bus app is fucked. Like
that's fucking. You know, like it's crazy. I heard people in front of me complain about. You know, certain things I was like, man, come on, bro. This is nothing. Like you have to be blessed for why you have this table here in front of you, why you have this microphone in front of you, why you have your friend next to you.
You're able to walk. You're able to breathe.
You're free. Hospitals. Like, you know, the other side of the world, this is not happening.
Even just being able to go freely, go wherever you want to go. Like that's not an opportunity everywhere. You can't just go to a supermarket, pick up whatever you want. There isn't water when you turn the tap. Do you know what I mean? And like, it makes you such a more grateful individual now. And you probably, every day is a blessing for you waking up, which is beautiful. Like, and it takes people their whole lives to get to that moment. Do you know what I mean? So many, particularly I have a sister now who's 10, a half sister, and she's growing up in like, this little age now, like the 20 plus right now, it's going to be an interesting time for kids and just seeing how kids grow up and what things they think are important and where the priorities are. But I think that's beautiful, man. I hope everything gets sorted, and love to your mom. Hopefully she watches this.
Thank you much. Yeah, hopefully.
Sorry about that, Sean. Just completely locked out there.
I love hearing. I know everything. I know a lot about Venezuela now. You know, I've been educated on it. But yeah, it's always like to hear more.
It will come with me. Say all the time, we're going to go.
Yeah, that's a little mini documentary you guys do.
Oh, trust me, we're going to go. We are definitely going to go. I'm dying to go. I have to meet your family and everything. So
sure, that'll be buzz.
Yeah.
Well, look, we've got about 5 minutes left before we go. We've fucking shoot to do after this, so we'll have to wrap this. Just quickly, what do you guys envision? Obviously, you have the room next door is about to be finished. You're going to have more space to be able to do stuff. What do you see like the next year looking like for you guys?
See, a lot of our time here has been building, you know. So, like, especially now, like, we finished building everything. Then now we're kind of, I guess, getting into the swing of the studio and stuff. And now we're building the other room as well. So once that's finished, I guess we just kind of want to enjoy this a bit more, try to get more people in here at the same time, you know. Yeah. Just really get to show off the studio, this whole space, and show to all of the world, you know. So I guess do that and get better at our craft. Like, I love shooting video and taking pictures, so I just want to get even better. I always like to take it to the next level. Mm. I never think we're good enough. That's the thing. So I want it to be the next level, you know.
I think
so.
That's everyone, man. I'm the exact same. Like, I shot a podcast last week with, have you heard of HUH Clothing? Like, how's your head? I had him in, shot on the podcast, and the fucking thing, man, the focus just wasn't sharp on his camera. Just wasn't sharp. It looked perfect on the camera, and then I pulled it up.
Yeah, you don't see it.
Man, I'm not even joking. It ruined my week. Like, putting the clips together, and I was like, they're fucking blurry, man. They're fucking blurry. And then I'm showing it to my missus, and she's like, oh my God, it's fine. You can see them. And I was like, oh, she doesn't get it.
Quick pro tip. AI can fix that.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah. AI can actually fix that. Okay, and it's crazy.
It's the craziest thing. Like, that shit on
literally, if it's blurry, you can actually, it will literally create the detail. So just, yeah.
But like, I think that's, I think with any creator, like, I've met lads who do crazy, huge studios. They're not happy with anything they do. I think the curse of the creator is wanting to do better all the time. But I think you both found like a really nice niche for you both, and like working together, it's just a beautiful thing, man. Generally, I love coming in here. You guys inspire me to work harder, and just like seeing you guys enjoy it as well, and not just coming in, you're just stressed and just like, you know, you're bickering with each other. You're stressed about this. You can't wait to leave. Like, feeling when I come in, it's just a space that people are inspired by, and it's fucking beautiful.
Absolutely. Thank you. Really appreciate
the opportunity. First podcast actually that we have.
Yes, sir.
Forget that.
No, man. And look, the problem is now I'm going to go back to my fucking boardroom after this, my next podcast. People can be like, I love the fucking studio setup, and I'm like, yeah. So maybe, look, and we already said, if you have a free room going, maybe in a year I'm fucking working out of here, man. 100%. I know I've said that a lot of times, but like, I have no commitment to the place I'm at right now. It's like month to month. So if there's ever a point where you're like, we're not using this space and we need someone in there, I'll be in there with fucking bells on, all right?
I could definitely.
I'll hold you to that. I have a contract outside for you, okay? All right, lads. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll have us up on Tuesday, and let's go fucking shoot some content, right?
Cheers, man. Thank you so much. Thank you.